I'm Dan Klefstad. A top Illinois law enforcement trainer denounced the actions of the police officer who killed George Floyd. Michael Schlosser directs the Police Training Institute at the University of Illinois. Speaking on the 21st show, Schlosser called the officer's actions disgusting. He said police brutality is what the university's training program aims to prevent.
The idea is to try to increase the officer's awareness of their own social identities and their own racial beliefs. We also want to increase their knowledge about theory of research related to the intersection of police and race.
Schlosser said the program also trains officers to understand implicit bias and microaggressions and to improve policing through empathy. Meanwhile, Illinois State Representative Maurice West released a list of policy ideas to address issues facing the black community. Peter Medlin spoke with West about those plans.
The black community is gasping for air. And when Rockford Representative Maurice West says that, he means it literally, as in the killing of George Floyd during an encounter with Minneapolis police. But he's also talking about systemic issues disproportionately hurting black people. That includes problems in criminal justice, but also education and health.
We've already been reminded of healthcare disparities when black people are dying from COVID-19 at an alarming rate.
West, along with the Legislative Black Caucus, put together a series of policy initiatives to lift up black communities, not just in Rockford, but across Illinois. The list includes a statewide police accountability system to deal with situations like the deaths of unarmed black people. It also asked the state to devote Rebuild Illinois funds and other state money to helping black-owned businesses. West says he and the rest of the Black Caucus are traveling across the state to stand in solidarity, and they'll be holding a socially distanced event in Rockford on Friday, June 5th. I'm Peter Medlin.
10 state-run coronavirus testing sites reopened Wednesday after Illinois officials shut them down Sunday. That was due to unrest following the protests over the killing of George Floyd. State officials say an 11th testing site at a vehicle emissions facility in Waukegan is relocating and will reopen today. Illinois officials encourage anyone with symptoms of COVID-19 to get tested. They expanded eligibility last month to people working in healthcare and other essential jobs. And Governor J.B. Pritzker added 5 counties to the Illinois Disaster Proclamation for counties experiencing violence after the killing of George Floyd. They are Lake, Peoria, Rock Island, Williamson, and Stevenson. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. In southern Illinois, several counties logged new cases of COVID-19. Jackson, Marion, Pulaski, Randolph, Richland, and Williamson all saw an increase in positive COVID-19 cases. All counties saw increased recoveries from the illness as well. Union County recorded another death, a woman in her 70s. More details at WSIUnews.org. Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry and Dr. Linda Flowers, the president of the Carbondale branch of the NAACP, issued a joint statement yesterday saying while they can't undo what happened recently in Minnesota, the city can, quote, control how we respond to it, and hopefully prevent it from ever happening in Carbondale. The statement went on to reference this past weekend's gatherings, which saw people of all races unite in the city over a common interest and to grieve. The mayor and Dr. Flowers asked for residents to remain calm and responsible during this tough time. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin praised a peaceful student-led protest in Springfield this week. 3 local high school students organized the march and rally in the city's downtown. Speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, Durbin says he's proud of those who participated.
No windows were broken. No one was arrested. They exercised their constitutional rights, and I am damn proud of them. They speak for me and for America that we still have the right to stand up and express ourselves, and they did it so effectively.
Durbin also criticized President Donald Trump for his threat to deploy the military to quell violence in some cities and states. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot say they won't allow troop deployment here. Good morning from WSIU.